Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a spotlight on The Little Big Things, a new musical which is now extended at the Soho Place until the 2nd of March 2024. I showcase this compelling production, talk about the audio described experience, a further audio described show will be announced soon for early next year, and discuss access at the venue. The promotional material for the show states, an extraordinary true story about an ordinary young man. When one moment changes everything, Henry finds himself split between a past he no longer recognizes and a future he can't even begin to imagine. As he learns to navigate this new world, can he find a way to take control of his life and keep his family from falling apart? Based on the Sunday Times best-selling autobiography by Henry Fraser, The Little Big Things is a new British musical with an explosive theatrical pop soundtrack in a world premiere production. This uplifting and colourful new musical is a life-affirming story of courage, transformation, and a reminder that it's the little things that really do matter the most. Material ends. The Soho Place is a remarkable new venue that first opened in October 2022 with the play Marvellous and is situated in the heart of the West End opposite Tottenham Court Tube Station. Owned by Nika Burns and operated by Nimax Theatres, this snazzy and around venue of 602 seats is totally flexible and adaptable, and they pride themselves on being accessible and inclusive on stage and for customers, with step-free and lift access and regular assisted performances including audio description and touch tours. Their staff are well-trained and will help and assist in whatever way they can. Soho Place offers a very warm, inviting welcome. When you enter the venue, it's like walking into a five-star hotel, illuminated with warm, bright lights, with a bar and restaurant on the ground floor, and the box office on your left as you enter, and access to the auditorium on the first floor. To offer a sense of the access provision, Soho Place offer touch tours and audio-described performances. The first one for The Little Big Things took place on Saturday the 27th of October with a touch tour at 1pm, where a group of eight participants met in the foyer and were led into the upstairs bar area and given an overview by audio describers Ez Grange and Jenny Stewart Cosgrove that explained all about the show and what to expect. Because understudies were rehearsing on stage, we were unable to go onto the set on this occasion, but usually the tour would take place there. But there was a whole host of set pieces, props and costumes on offer, which were brought out for us to explore, which we all touched and felt. This was a beneficial experience for all, providing an integral insight into the visual world of the play. We were all issued with a radio headset, either an in-the-ear device, a bit like a stethoscope, or a device that you could put your own headphones into, which I used for the performance. And it worked perfectly throughout. The introduction and part one was delivered with relish and confidence by Jenny Stewart Cosgrove, with Ez Grange confidently taking over the reins for part two, coming in at all the right moments between the dialogue, illustrating all the action unfolding on stage, both bringing the drama to life for all those visually impaired. The Little Big Things truly is a lovely piece of theatre that is a unique experience that pulls at the heartstrings and tells the story of a young man whose life has changed overnight due to a tragic accident, and how both he and his friends and family come to terms with the transition and how it affects their lives. With moving and catchy music and lyrics by Nick Butcher and Tom Ling, with a strong book by Joe White, with breathtaking inventive direction from Luke Shepherd. Told from the perspective of Henry's younger self, who shares the stage with older Henry and helps him to come to terms with his disability, this heartfelt true story is brought to life in a wonderful, refreshing way at the Soho Place, and it's no wonder the show has proved so successful and has been extended till March 2024. featuring standout performances from the whole ensemble, who really do come together on stage night after night to present a story that connects on an emotional level. There will likely be another Audio Described performance scheduled soon during the run, so make sure you check the website sohoplace.org/accessibility for further information. The introductory notes that make the show partly accessible on their own are available by visiting vocalise.co.uk, clicking on archive and selecting the Little Big Things. For access inquiries and bookings, you can call 0330 333 5962. That's 0330 333 5962. Or you can email access@sohoplace.org. To find out what else is showing in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk, or for cinema listings, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about Audio Description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.